from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he spoke to Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday and that their teams would meet soon to discuss plans for a planned cessation of hostilities due to going into effect in Syria on Saturday.
I'm not here to vouch that it's absolutely going to work or it's, but I'm telling you this is the one way that we can end this war. The alternative is that the war gets worse, that Syria might be totally destroyed, not able to be put back together again. Everybody has said you've got to have a diplomatic solution at some point in time. The question will be, is it ripe? Will Russia work in good faith? Will Iran work in good faith to try to bring about the political transition that the Geneva Communique calls for?
Secretary Kerry's comments comes as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad confirmed to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire that's planned to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups such as the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. The militants are not part of a U.S.-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities, and other groups are supposed to say by Friday whether they're taking part. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's investigating 14 new reports of Zika virus infection in the United States, all suspected to be sexually transmitted. The CDC made the announcement Tuesday and said all of the 14 cases are women whose only known risk factor is sexual contact with the male partner who had recently traveled to an area with local Zika transmissions. Several cases involve pregnant women. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban says it's unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Kabul government, reiterating no such move can succeed until foreign forces completely withdraw and Sharia is enforced in the country. On Tuesday, a four-nation working group for Afghan peace invited all Taliban and other groups to participate through their authorized representatives in the first round of direct peace talks with the Afghan government by the first week of March in Pakistan. A spokesman for the Taliban's so-called political office in Qatar told VOA that he's seen media reports about possible peace talks with the Afghan government, but said the insurgent group is not aware of any such plans. Meanwhile, Russia has delivered 10,000 Kalashnikov rifles along with millions of rounds of ammunition to the Afghan government as part of a security agreement between the two nations. The rifles were delivered at a ceremony on Wednesday at Kabul's military airport. Syria and North Korea will come under close scrutiny for rights violations by the 47-member Human Rights Council during its upcoming four-week session, which begins Monday in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 47-member UN Human Rights Council will discuss the records of more than 40 countries. It will examine current developments in Burundi following last year's special session on that country's deteriorating situation. The council also will discuss more than 40 reports on universal themes, including torture, summary executions, forced disappearances, religious freedom, and countering terrorism. Among them, a report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria to be submitted on March 15th. New council president Choi Kyung-nim says he expects a very focused discussion on the human rights conditions in Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Nigerian Navy says it has rescued a hijacked offshore oil supply ship, but the pirates escaped with two crew members from Russia and Nigeria. It's the second rescue in a week. On Saturday, the Navy recovered an oil tanker in a high seas shootout that killed one of the pirates. Six hijackers were arrested, but two got away with two crew members believed to be from India and Pakistan. The Navy said it rescued the French-owned MV Bourbon on Wednesday, hours after receiving a distressed call. One in five children in Africa do not receive basic life-saving vaccines. That's according to a World Health Organization report on Wednesday. That report noted a dramatic rise in child vaccination rates, but says more needed to be done to prevent the spread of diseases such as measles, rubella, and neonatal tetanus. You'll get more details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.